It's Miss Beatrix. I'm here to do some pervy ramblings. This will be number two. So the first thing that's on my mind is misogyny. I can't help but love this fetish. Like, I just spent the morning recording two customs that were very misogynistic, and fuck, I can't figure out why I like it so much, like, as a woman, because obviously, if you know me well, kind of on a personal level, you know that I'm pretty independent, and you know, I pride myself on being intelligent, so it's not like I'm misogynistic in my everyday life, but in the bedroom, oh my gosh. But it has to be with the right man, though. So that's the difference, you know, because a true misogynistic slut is going to submit to any man, but not me. Like, you have to be worthy of that. But man, do I fucking love it. I love talking about that. Because I'm a woman, I own nothing but three fuckholes. I love to be objectified in that way. I love being called a slut. And rape? My goodness. I mean, I think that's what most women desire, is just to be fucking taken by a man. Just used. So hot. And then, of course, the age play aspect of it is super hot. You know, saying that a dad trained his daughter her whole life to just be a piece of rape meat for men, and used her, and then her uncle used her, and her grandfather used her, just all the men in her family used this little girl since she was, like, you know, a toddler. Oh, that's so hot. I mean, literally just twitched. It's just, yeah, it's hot. The other thing I wanted to talk about was hypnosis, mind control. It's also one of my favorite kinks and fetishes, and not for me being on the receiving end of those, me doing those things. So I'm actually going to release a public free audio this week that is, you know, has that hypnosis to it, and it's going to have some pedo threads in it. And I'm really excited. I hope it'll be received well. And, you know, I also want to do more of the pedophile mind control. I actually might link that. I'm going to note that. That might be linked, because that project, you know, it's funny because I'm pissed audio. It didn't get as many likes as my other stuff. So I figured it wasn't received well, but within the server, I get lots of good feedback on it. So I have no idea what to think about it, but I personally loved it. I feel like there was some societal harm reduction, like, messages in it, you know, and that true, like, I'm talking true pedophiles, that they don't just jerk off because it's taboo. I'm talking men that need to jerk off to fantasies of little girls. Men that have actual urges. You know, Dr. Beatrix in the pedophile mind control argued that they cannot be rehabilitated in normal society. So she keeps them in the little bunker and has them edge their cocks all day. I mean, that is some hot fucking shit. to just control a man in that way and then know his desires and urges in such an intimate level that I know every button to press. That shit turns me on. It turns me on to know that even some of you that, you know, don't fall in that extreme pedophile category I just mentioned, you do fall in a category that I know every single button to press. And if I've ever worked with you closely, I know your specific fucking buttons to press. Like a dear pedophile I'm thinking about specifically. And he will know who I'm talking about when I say this. He practically begs me to expose him for the pedophile that he is. He wants to be seen so badly and humiliated for it, for being a disgusting, sick fuck that jerks off to little girls all fucking day. I mean, if he realizes this is about him, he's jerking off so hard, thinking about the messages that I would send out about him, the things that I would say in public about him. Yeah, so you may see some more exposing and blackmail type audios. Because that also is a fetish that I have enjoyed in the past as a femdom. It's, you know, and when someone likes that fetish, they fucking love it. And, you know, I'll let it be stated here in an audio that I never, never, ever want to do real harm to people. If you tell me that you have a blackmail and exposure kink, oh, I'm going to have a lot of fun with you, but I will not make it reality. We'll just have fun within the kink setting in an adult playground, not in real life. So I'll ease some worries there. That would never happen, because you guys are no good to me if you're not here with me, right? So why would I ruin your life? Like, what do I get out of that? That's another thing. I don't get anything out of doing that. But what I do get something out of is pressing your fucking buttons and making you all squirmy and hard and excited. Now, another thing. Somewhat of a pervy rambling is that I do, if you haven't been following along, I do have a podcast out now, and it is on motherfucking Spotify. It's so exciting. And it'll be on Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts soon, but Spotify was the big one I was worried about. But it is called The Slut Next Door, and some of them are by myself. Very little are going to be by myself. Most of them will be with either another creator or a super kinky person that's passionate about a certain fetish or kink. And yeah, I'm super fucking stoked about it. I'm having a blast with it because I love podcasts myself and I love kink. So, you know, there we go. Lastly, I want to ramble a bit about the snuff fetish. Now, I know there's a lot of people that are like, oh God, so hardcore, no thanks. Like, it's kind of weird, but no judgments. I'm here to tell you that you should give it a chance. Just give it a chance and look at it from this perspective. And that obviously, like, I don't want to die. Who wants to die? But when it is fetishized, that's hot, because it's a dominance thing. It's a fucking dominance thing, like, that a man, while in fantasy, is fucking a woman or a little girl or a little boy or another man and choking them so hard and for so long that it chokes the life out of them. It's just so hot and primal and animalistic. It's just the dominance of it. Look at it as a dom sub thing versus a murder thing. But I mean, I know it's murder, but I think, and at least for me, I can't speak for everyone, if you're into the snuff fetish, I really don't think that a lot of it is you just want bitches to die. I think a lot of it is just the fucking dominance of it. I mean, the phrase, you know, please snuff me, or I want to die on your cock, or please come and my dead cunt after you snuff me. I mean, that is so hot. Oh, yeah, just give it a chance, because it is hot, and I will not ever stop doing snuff because I personally enjoy it in a fantasy setting. And I also will enjoy soon, actually, where I am begging someone in person to please snuff me, please snuff me, please rape me. I want to die on your cock. I want to die on your cock. I am nothing but what I am right now is your fucking whore, and I want you to keep raping me, and I want you to fucking kill me on your goddamn cock. I want to feel your cock fill me up. I want it to be the last thing I ever feel in my fucking life. So yeah, that's all my pervy ramblings for now. Also, stay tuned. I will definitely be doing a Miss Beatrix Goon Club. I'm so excited about that. So stay tuned. Appreciate you guys. Love you guys. Have a kick-ass week.